May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from John chapter 4. And I'm going to read some verses in reference back to what Father Ron read. This is verse 46 of John 4. He came therefore again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and there was a certain royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and was requesting, the word is that he was pleading, and the grammar is he was constantly pleading with Jesus to come down to heal his son, but he was at the point of death. Therefore Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. And the royal official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your son lives. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he started off. As he was now going down, slaves met him, saying to him that his son was living. So he inquired of them at the hour when he began to get better. Yesterday at about 7 o'clock, they said, the seventh hour, the fever left him. The father knew it was the same hour that Jesus said, your son lives. Often when people teach from the story that Father Ron read from in Luke 7, what they want to emphasize, and that's a good part, it's a good part of the story, is that how the whole authority issue is that Jesus was a man under authority, and the man was a man under authority, and he recognized that about Jesus, and he said, if you'll just say the word, I know that it'll happen, because being a man under authority, all of heaven will back you up. That's a great word. The other thing, though, it speaks to me about, and I thought about this particular story, is here's a man who comes to Jesus and he starts pleading with him to come to his house because his son is at the point of death. And he's pleading, and finally Jesus says, your son lives. And the scripture says that the man believed what Jesus said, and then he took off. Now, he had no evidence that the son was alive. He had no evidence that healing had happened. He just heard the word of the Lord. Now, he had started off with pleading faith, which unfortunately is how most of us live, pleading with God to do something, trying to get faith right. We keep throwing darts at faith until we finally think we hit bullseye by using the right formula or doing the right thing or saying it the right way or declaring it the right way. Then God's finally moved. I mean, it's hard work getting faith right enough so that God will actually move on our behalf. Charismatics are the worst about that. It's kind of like Christian superstition. But all he had to hear was Jesus say the word, and then he just turned around and left. So he started off with pleading faith. He walked away in resting faith and, of course, discovered that Jesus had done the work. And it wasn't because of his pleading. It was because of Jesus' faithfulness, his ability. The story that Ron read, I think it's about simplicity and childlike faith. Christ is on the way, and the man kind of said, I know that we don't have to make it so hard. Just say the word, you'll be healed. And Jesus said, I've never seen such faith. And I don't think it was just because the authority issue. I think more than that, Jesus was saying he believed me with such simplicity that I didn't have to go all the way to his house. He realized it's just not that hard. The scripture says if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, mountains will move. Mustard seed's pretty little. But what we've done is glorified faith. Faith simply turns to his ability. But one of the places I like, there are several about Abraham and Sarah, but I like this one about Sarah. And I think I have it memorized, but just in case, I don't want to slaughter it. By faith, even Sarah, now she's 90 years old at this point and had been barren all of her life, but by faith, even Sarah herself received ability, didn't have any, had proven that all of her life, but she received ability. Received ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life, since she tried hard enough and got faith right finally. That's not what it says. Since she considered him faithful who had promised. And in the same story about Abraham and his coming to believe in chapter 4, it says, because Abraham had tried for 25 years to make this thing happen. I love the fact that after Ishmael was produced, God didn't say anything for 13 years. It's like the boy just doesn't get it. And so I'm not even going to talk to him about it until he finally comes to the place where he realizes he can't produce this. He's got to stop trying so hard. He says, yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully assured that what God had promised, God was able to perform. Hebrews 4 talks about entering into his rest. Well, let me just tell you, this God's not sweating up anything. He's not wringing his hands hoping it all works out well. He's at rest. And he's invited us to enter into his rest. And I think one of the things that we do is we try so hard to believe and somehow thinking if we get faith right, if we get it right, finally get it right, that'll be the breakthrough, that God will finally act on our behalf. But I think the breakthrough comes when we realize, it's not about me. It's about him. And is he faithful and is he able? That's all that really matters. I don't have to try so hard. Because if I try really hard and then we get this thing happen, then I can also write a book and talk about how to try hard enough to get God to move. And there's bookshelves full of those. There's sermons every week on television about that. It's about him. It's not about you and me. For in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. That's what the scripture says. So I believe the story why the man had Jesus stop was because he believed that Jesus could just do it without it being so hard. And Jesus honored that faith. He said, I've never seen such faith. Because it only takes mustard seed faith. Just a little doubting faith is all it takes. Because it's the one whose faith that we're pointed towards. See, faith never works. Faith works like eyes do. They only work when you're looking at an object outside of yourself. And it's all about him. And it's resting faith. The man in chapter 4 started off with pleading faith. He walked away in resting faith. Which is one of the most important things you're ever going to learn about abiding in Christ, is resting faith and getting set free from the legalism of pleading faith. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.